You're in tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady, known as Pam. How are you, Pam Collins?
Yeah, doing pretty good, staying warm and just loving it.
Oh, you know, every time, you know, we go to Albert Lea every week and stuff, and we go by beehives, I always think of you. And now it's funny, I pay more attention to them because through the, you know, years, I've learned so much about them, whether it's on the show here mm-hmm. or when you and your husband have done a couple of in-depths. And those two are in the top five of our most asked for reruns.
Oh,
people wanting
cool?
to hear that. Yeah,
yeah. And and since I've done bees too, I've always driven past, you know, farmers that have beehives, yeah. you know, out in the country. But now I kind of know more what to look for. And I look and see, like, how high are they getting? Because mm-hmm. that has a lot to do with how much production they've been doing and stuff. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, how are the bees?
Oh, well, you know, the nectar flow is pretty good right
is
now.
It good?
So, the bees are just happy as can be.
How do they like this sultry weather, though?
Well, there's a very interesting thing that happens in the weather when it's hot like this.
Okay.
If you look at the boxes that they, you know, the frames are in, sometimes you'll see what looks like the box is it has a beard, and that beard is like thousands of bees. And what they do is when the weather gets really, really hot, they'll come on the outside of the box and just kind of gather and hang there. and they call that bearding.
Really? They don't buzz their wings or anything? They just hang limp?
They mostly kind of hang. But then sometimes they do this other thing, and they call it washboarding, and nobody really knows why they do it. But there'll be, you know, like when there's a whole bunch of them on the outside, they'll mm-hmm. kind of be lined up on the outside of the thing, and they'll kind of like, it's like they're doing a dance. They'll kind of go up, 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 down, 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 up, 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 down, down, down,
really?
Down, over and over again, and it'll just kind of look like it's rippling up and down. And they call it washboarding, but I really don't know why they do it. I don't know if anybody does.
Hmm.
So those are a couple hot weather things that they do.
Never knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
Does the queen, doesn't come out though, does she?
No. She pretty much stays inside mm-hmm. all the time. And in fact, what they're doing right now is you start out with, it's called the brood box, and that's where it's a box filled with frames, and the worker bees draw out the honeycomb, you know, with the wax, and in those cells, the queen bee, who just basically lives in the brood box the entire time, that's all she ever does when mm-hmm. she flies in there.
And, very unsocial.
yeah.
Doesn't come out and go anywhere.
no, but she is surrounded by thousands of
yes,
worker bees.
Yes, she's very
in attendance.
Well taken care of, yes.
yeah, and so a bunch of the little hexagon cells, you
mm-hmm.
know, are
yep.
filled with she lays the eggs, and then they grow into larvae, and they grow into bees. And then a bunch of the other ones have pollen in them. And then a bunch of the other ones are filled with the nectar that, you know, becomes honey. And we kind of watch those, and when maybe 3/4 of the frames inside that box get all filled up, then we put a second brood box on top of it so they have room to expand. Otherwise, if they feel too cramped, they might leave and try to find a bigger place. So all of our hives right now have two brood boxes on them,
wow.
which means that they're all doing just great and
wow.
busy. Yeah. And then later on in the summer, when those get pretty filled up, then we'll put in a queen extruder so the queen can't get through, but the workers can, and we'll put the what's called super boxes on top of those, and that'll be the honey that we get to keep. But we make sure those two brood boxes are filled to capacity before we do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Yeah.
It's a regular science.
Oh, it is. There's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot to think through.
Neat. Well,
yeah.
Pam, shifting gears here
yep.
and putting it in the real estate gear, how about a Hastings update?
Yeah, well, you just have to see this. I printed it out.
It's almost a full page.
Almost two full pages. Yeah.
Wow.
So
of about 12 font, I'd say, print?
Yeah, if that.
If, might yeah, it might be smaller. Even a 10.
Yeah.
There's a lot
basically
on
151 altogether.
Holy schmoly.
51 of them are coming soon in actives, and then another roughly 64 or so are pended. And then the rest of them, almost 40, have closed in this last month. So roughly 90, 94 have gone into pending or closing just this past month. So a lot of activity, a lot of activity.
Does it seems like, though, that are houses staying on the market maybe a little bit longer? Or what is happening that there's so many? Because I remember when you couldn't even fill a half a sheet there.
Yeah, well, a lot of houses are coming on market. A lot.
Okay,
of,
so it's...
Yeah, I've just had several listings just in the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and in fact, I'll tell you about a couple of them that are in the Hastings area here. One is a one-level townhome on Rushmore Road. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the one levels, and then it has a basement with an egress window looking off into that wooded area. It's really, mm-hmm. really a nice location. And I know it's not easy to find something that nice with all, mm-hmm. you know, they call it one-level living with all the everything, you know, the bedroom, kitchen, laundry, everything on the main floor, mm-hmm. Under 400. So this one is listed at 360. So this is very nice home, and just coming on market this weekend. So brand new. And then
and what's your phone number?
Give me a call quick and I'll give you all the details. 651-319-1298.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or you can call Edina Realty Office of Hastings, 651-437-2121, and ask for Pam. Because to me, that one would seem like that one wouldn't last very long.
No, I'm hoping and expecting that it probably won't. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Yeah, and now there's another one coming. It's coming soon, and it'll be available on Wednesday this coming week here. And I just love this house. It was built in 1929, so it has all that beautiful woodwork and mm-hmm. and charm, you know, with the arched entryways and stuff, you know, when you go from room to room. Oh, the woodwork is beautiful, and they've taken such good care of it. Oh, it's so nice, and it's got new siding on it, and it's this wood they call LP smart wood.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so very minimal maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't have to paint it and stuff, and new roof and new gutters, and they've decorated it so cute. Really nice mm-hmm. colors in there.
Is that a two-story or?
It's a story and a half.
Okay.
Yep, and it's three bedrooms, and it's all an unfinished basement, but it's really nice. They use it for you know, kind of an extended rec room and things. Mm-hmm. So that's coming on at 280. So
oh wow, really,
yep, two great houses. I don't expect they'll probably last very long. So mm-hmm. yeah.
So Wednesday, then they can look that up and
that
find
one will
it.
Be available.
Okay,
yep, the Rushmore one will be available this weekend. So
okay,
yeah,
great. Wow, neat. Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like, is it slowing down as far as, you know, multiple offers and stuff?
Yeah. The houses are selling, mm-hmm. but, and I don't, we may have even talked about that because the trend had started even, you know, 2-3 weeks ago or more.
Right.
But when you do an open house, you'll have people through, but it's not going to be a crazy, insane party mm-hmm. while you're there. You know, it's more steady. Instead of maybe a couple dozen groups through, maybe you'll have 7-8 groups through.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting, you know, a dozen offers on it, maybe you'll get 1, 2, or 3. But you'll sell
you
it.
Need.
That's all you just need. One
to sell. Yes, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, and now the interest rates, as we all know, have gone mm-hmm. up. Mm-hmm. It did it kind of quickly when it, you know,
that's what I heard.
It was like boom, 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 and there you are. But now it's been kind of sitting right there in the 5-6%. You know, range. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll go up just a bit and come down just a little bit. And now the mortgage lenders are talking about things like buying it down, you know, how you pay points buy it down.
ARMs.
Haven't heard that for a while.
I've heard of ARMs.
Yep. And one of the most recent, you know, I have several mortgage people that send me, you know, their current rates. And this is the first time I had seen it, an ARM. They were advertising at 5.2%. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, deja vu all over again here.
It is. So. Hopefully we won't be, like I've said many times, my first home was 81. And I got what was a fantastic rate at that time of like 11.5%, 12%.
Yeah, I know.
Because a lot of them were 15 and 16%.
I know.
Hopefully we don't ever see those again.
Oh, hopefully we don't. Yeah. So, in you know, with that kind of perspective, you're talking 5 and 6%. You would have given anything to have that at that point. Yeah.
Well, and then even after that, you know, because there was that recession and stuff and that point of time when inflation was kind of like what we're living through right now, all the high prices, you know, and after that was all settled and solved way up until about the year 2007 or 8, the rates hung around that 6-7%, and that was a good rate.
Yeah, it was just kind of the normal standard expected.
So. Yeah. What's good is bad, or old again, or how whatever that saying is.
But or like they say, nothing new under the sun.
Huh? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we run into our topic of the week, why don't you tell the folks how they can get a hold of you?
Oh, give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or you could call the Edina Realty Hastings office, 651-437-2121, and ask for Pam or the bee lady.
Yep, they'll get to me.
They'll get you. And you won't get stung.
Nope. Oh, that's good. That's good.
Like that? That one just buzzed right in. Well, our topic of the week, Pam, contingencies.
Yeah. That's one of those words that gets thrown around all the time, and I don't know if everybody is totally clear on how they work and how they affect both the buyers and the sellers. So I thought, well, let's talk about them this week, because there's a lot of different types of contingencies, and they affect the process in different ways. For example, when I was telling you that there are 51 coming soon and active houses on the market. Right now, I see one of them has an I after it, which means it is sold. They've accepted an offer, but it is contingent on the inspection.
Okay.
And so you could request a showing on that house still if you wanted to, if you had a buyer. They may or may not approve it. A lot of times, by the time they have accepted an offer, they really don't want any more showings, and they'll say, no more showings. Sometimes they do for backup. It would be a backup offer. And the backup would be in case when they have the inspection done, you know, the buyer says within 7 days of an accepted agreement, or maybe 10 days. Those would be very, very typical. We're going to get an inspector in there and check the place out for us. And if we find something that's like a total deal breaker, we can back out of this contract.
Now, what would a deal breaker be? Because I would think, I mean, as a, you know, a normal person or a, you know, level-headed person, I would think that almost anything, even if they found part of the roof was caved in or something, that you want the house bad enough, you would negotiate something. Yeah.
And that would be the hope. And that's what usually happens.
Okay.
Usually. I just read a statistic earlier someplace that only 7% of accepted offers usually fall through.
Okay.
So a high percentage get worked out. Either maybe they'll lower the price to compensate for you having to fix those things, or the sellers will agree to have it fixed. You know, there's usually some agreement that you can come to. But sometimes there are things that you just...
are deal breakers,
So,
Pam, what are some things that you have seen that have been real deal breakers?
Oh, yeah, and I've run into a few.
I bet you have.
The one probably most dramatic one was when the inspector popped his head up into the attic and discovered the entire thing was black with mold. And it was because, this was unbeknownst to the sellers, the previous owners had had a new roof put on. But the roofers did not, they covered up all the vents.
Oh, no.
And so it was all this,
oh, no.
And there was a one of those, you know, a pipe from, I can't remember if it was the bathroom or a kitchen, mm-hmm. you know, exhaust thing, mm-hmm. into the attic, but there was no venting. So oh. that was bad. And they said, you know, and this poor sellers, they did have to replace that entire roof and get that fixed because they couldn't sell it as it was. Because once you know those things, mm-hmm. you have to reveal it.
Mm-hmm.
There was one that had some foundational issues that the inspector really pointed out, and they said, you know, that's not gonna, mm-hmm. we just don't want to deal with that.
Okay.
You know, so, and moisture intrusion, there was one that they said it's just, it was too much. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
But that would be the inspection contingency. Mm-hmm. And so when you see that, it's still considered active, but chances are they're going to work out whatever the differences are before giving it up.
Mm-hmm.
And another contingency that you'll see is there will be an F for financing, and it might be, and you know, you don't really see this very often at all.
Because you have to be pre-approved, right?
Yes, yes. When I bring a buyer, I have a pre-approval letter from mm-hmm. the lender, and they've checked them out before they give that. So I think nowadays it isn't quite as prevalent as it might have been.
As it used to be, yeah.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you'll see an S after the A, you know, A for active with a mm-hmm. little S, and that means it's contingent on the buyers selling their property. And so,
oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then that's the one case where you could get bumped if you can bring an offer that is not contingent on selling your property. You might be able to bump the existing buyers if they are not able to sell theirs. So, and the only last one is mm-hmm. R, right of rescission. If you are buying a condominium or a townhome, you have 10 days to look over the association docs.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, Pam, one final time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Well, Pam, it's been fun. And it's been very educational.
Well, good.
And keep an eye on those bees for us, because when will the honey start coming?
Oh, we'll probably harvest again in September.
Okay. Well, that'll be here before we know it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Pam. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor, Pam Collins, if you want to get a hold of Pam, her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady. This is KDWA Hastings.